We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. It is a Patriots Monday. It's 2:30. It's time now to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Mac Jones. A quarterback interview is brought to you by Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health at northeastmenshealth.com. Mac, how you doing? Christian and Lou here.
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good.
You're good. Now, you guys are still in L.A. last night, right? So that's like one of these sleep study things. So is it always better to come in at like 2 o'clock at night and from Halloween in L.A. and get 2 or 3 hours night's rest or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that we got a chance to sleep and we're just ready to get back home and get back to work. But it was a cool trip and like UCLA let us use all their facilities this morning for workouts and stuff. So that was nice of them. And yeah, so we're ready to get back home.
So you get done early out there. So is there like a trick-or-treating going on? Are you going out at night? I mean, it's kind of like an early evening. Right? Dinner, get the bed, curfew, or what?
Not really. I think just enjoying the time with my family because they came to the game.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend and my family, we got to see each other. So that was cool. And a lot of people's families were out here too. So they got to hang out and enjoy L.A. and stuff. But the moral of the story is, It's more fun when you win, so the mood is better, but we're on to the next week, so we just got to keep working and keep our head on straight and get back to Boston and get back to work.
Yeah, so I'm concerned with you then because I heard on the telecast that you go to bed at 8:30 at night, and so you can wake up like at 4:30 so you can get to the facility as early as possible. So with the three-hour time change, I'm thinking you pulled an all-nighter. Like, because at the end of the game, West Coast times, it's 5:30, right?
Yeah.
And 8:30, you should be in bed, but you went out and had dinner, so you must be dragging.
yeah, not really. I feel good. I think we got out here a day early, so that was good to adjust. And then in terms of just getting back on schedule, that'll just happen naturally. And you can't overthink it or else you'll think you're tired, even though you're not really that tired.
In a normal scenario, Are you really going to bed at 8:30 at night?
Yeah.
Does your wife, like, and your dog, are they all, like, are they forced to go to bed, too? Like, be on your schedule? Are you just, like, in bed by yourself and waiting for that alarm to go off?
No, yeah, my girlfriend, yeah, she gets to bed and wakes up at the same time as me, so.
Well, that is loyalty right there. Both on the same schedule. That's great.
All right, Mac, listen, so you guys, you know, there's been some close calls, right? There's some tough losses you've had, so it seemed like you needed to beat this good team and finish off a good team, which you did yesterday in the Chargers. So a lot of people felt like that's what this team needed before they could call it a good team. So I ask you, are you a good team?
I mean, I think that term is a broad term, but we have to just keep working, and I think we're moving in the right direction. I don't think we're, you know, one thing or the other, we have a lot of games left to play and there's a lot of football to play, but I think, you know, we're kind of, you know, where we are and we're not satisfied, obviously, at all. And that's the whole point is to just keep working and you got to play each week. And if you don't play your good football, then you'll probably end up losing. And that's what I've learned. Sometimes it's the close games are always won on like the last two drives or a couple plays here and there. So even yesterday, like I said, after the game, like I didn't feel like I played obviously my best game at all, but at least we finished and we didn't let that affect us in the long run and we kept playing.
You said you didn't have your best game. Do you know why?
Yeah, I think just There's some things I need to work on, and communication-wise and things like that, just getting on the same page with everybody, making sure that, you know, my feet calm down and stuff like that. But it's nothing, like, crazy, but I can definitely improve in a lot of areas, and I'm going to have to add some stuff to this week and figure out what I need to get better at. So,
Mac, do you think that you could be mentally prepared, make all the right reads, you know, be able to anticipate any situation, and then just have an off day of throwing?
I mean, not really. I think just you have to figure out when you're having days like that how to just get back into your rhythm. And, I mean, I didn't really ever do that. But, yeah, I mean, there's days when it's just not really your day. You can't be, like, sad about it or anything. You just got to keep playing. And obviously it's frustrating when you prepare. I prepare the same week, same way every week, and everyone else does too. So I think there's just a lot that goes into it. And the only important thing is what you do on Sundays.
Mac Jones joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. And, Mac, you guys have scored now 25 points or more, I think, in four straight games. It's the first time this team has done that in 2 years. So what has changed for you guys offensively in the last month?
The group that we have is molding together a lot better. And, you know, there's a lot of room to improve. But I think, you know, we had a good help from the defense yesterday, too. We got a defensive touchdown, and they gave us on special teams a short field a couple times. So that always helps. And everybody else just doing their job and, you know, not looking at the scoreboard and just playing. And if we play good, all 11 guys on offense, we know what the score will look like. But if we don't play good, or 9 of us play good and 2 of us don't, then, you know, it's not going to be as good of a result. So it takes all 11, but at the end of the day, just getting the win and learning from your mistakes is better than having a great day or whatever and losing. So you just got to look at it like that and look at the big picture.
So you guys did an excellent job last week with the Jets in the red zone area. And then yesterday, not so much. Do you feel like you left some points out there with the opportunities that you guys had inside the 15-yard line?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a few things we can improve on there. But I think the big thing was just being efficient there, and we put an emphasis on it. And, you know, sometimes it just, as long as you're getting points, it's okay. But we want to score, obviously, when we're down there 6 points. So that's tough to, you know, swallow, but we just have to keep improving and figure out ways we can be better.
So, Mac, I know you, you've told us in the past that you like getting hit. I don't even know if you like getting hit after the whistle's blown, though, on that. What guys kind of look like a late hit, but I'm just curious, your reaction when you turn around, you see your entire offensive line kind of having your back on something like that.
Yeah, that was cool. But I think I just didn't want anybody to get in trouble or get kicked out of the game, but I definitely think that it was very nice of them to have my back and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's just a bang-bang play. And, I mean, I don't know if the guy heard it or not. It's not really – I'm not him, so I don't know what he heard or didn't hear. I was proud that we didn't, you know, get in any big fights or anything. I think the principal was there, though, and that was nice of them to have my back.
So we're talking to Mac Jones, quarterback of the New England Patriots. And, Mac, have you ever heard of the rookie wall?
I have not.
You have not? Okay. Well, I guess, I mean, so nobody's talking. Okay, so good. So I'm not even, listen, I'm not even going to bring it up.
Well, you just brought it up.
Don't ask anybody about it because obviously it's not affecting you. What about Matthew Judon? I feel like there is a guy, and I know he's not on offense, but I guess you get to pay attention to him from afar. And here's a guy I think a lot of people are intrigued with.
Yeah, Matt's definitely a fascinating guy. He does bring a lot of, like, fun, love for the game type personality, which makes it a lot of fun. And I didn't even know that he did that little celebration until this game that he does. That thing is pretty cool when he makes this.
Well, you haven't seen it yet?
Yeah.
And well, he's got 8 sacks.
I know, right? It's because I'm on the sideline trying to focus on what I'm supposed to focus on.
Your breathing exercises. You keep your eyes closed when you do your breathing exercises?
Sometimes. Yeah, Matt is a good dude, and he's been a great leader and person for the team, and he's just a lot of fun during practice, and he keeps the mood, you know, fun loving. And
so I wouldn't be able to get through the week without asking about the improvement journal. You know, this week's entry after that game, a big win on the road. What do you put in that?
Well, there's a lot. I think improving my feet, just the timing in the passing game. Like I you know, I just need to improve that and know what I'm supposed to do with the ball in certain plays. And I just think it needs to be more consistent, and there will be drills and things I can do to improve that. But at the end of the day, you know, we won, and that's great and all, but you got to look at the what actually happened and how we can improve. And I don't think there's anything, like, dramatic or anything like that, but there just has to be a lot to improve for us to keep winning. And we, like I said, we didn't have our best day, or really I didn't have my best day. So I was just going out there and practicing well. I didn't have, like, a great week of practice last week, and that kind of just translates to the game. So you have to bring it every day. And
all right, Mac, it's time for the quarterback question of the week, sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with locations in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. All right, Mac, so last week when you guys beat the Jets, we played some of the post-game locker room sound of Bill kind of talking about all the great achievements of the day after that big 54-point win that you guys had, 54 points that you guys scored beating the Jets. And then in the background, we actually heard somebody barking. And yeah, we did our own research, and we believe it's you. So we wanted to know if you will confirm that you are the guy in the locker room that barks during celebrations.
Yes.
You are the barker.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just kind of, like, gets you hyped up. I don't know. It's just a way to get out all your emotion.
Well, it's
starting to spread a little bit, which is good.
So wait, so are other guys starting to do it also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, before the game, we got some barkers.
So wait, I'm feeling like there needs to be, you know, I feel like Trent Brown should do like a little bark, like a little dog bark, or like Andrews, like you're.
I don't know about that. Y'all can predict what everyone's bark can sound like.
All right, good.
We thought it was like a defensive player. It just seemed like defensive guys, you know, barking. And then we did some investigative work, and we're like, no, it couldn't be Mac, could it?
Yeah, it was me.
All right, good. I like it. Hopefully we get some more barking. Did you bark in the locker room after this game?
I did.
Okay.
Good. Well, yes, sir.
Well, we're going to get Bill to do it now. Bill to do it.
Good luck.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Mac, listen, man, thanks for joining us. Have a safe trip back, and good luck next week out in Carolina.
All right, see you guys next week.
All right, our quarterback conversation brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots are proud partners committed to an active game plan on the field and off.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.